Welcome to the BJHS podcast. Today we're going to be talking with some abolitionists. We'll be asking them questions and figuring out some of their struggles. Let's give a warm welcome to the one and only Harriet Tubman.
Hello, it's me, Harriet Tubman from March, Maryland in 1822.
What made you join the movement?
Because I lived as a slave and I saw how awful that life was and I needed to save people from it.
What do you think your greatest achievement was?
I think my greatest achievement was getting myself and my family, as well as many others, out of slavery.
Do you think you helped stop slavery?
Yes, I think I helped many slaves because I helped them out of slavery they became soldiers in the Civil War or different abolitionists.
What did you do to support the movement?
I helped out slaves from slavery in the Underground Railroad.
What was life like on the Underground Railroad?
It was very hard for me to be able to get people out of slavery, but I think it was worth it to give innocent people freedom.
Okay, thanks for your time, Harriet. Now let's move on to our next abolitionist. Everybody welcome Frederick Douglass.
Hey, I'm Frederick Douglass.
What made you join the movement?
I was a slave, but when I was finally free, I felt it was important for everyone to know the horrors of slavery and why it's not humane.
What do you think your greatest achievement was?
Some of my greatest achievements had to be the impact I hope I had on some people in my paper, The North Star.
Do you think you helped stop slavery?
Yes, I think I did, or at least I hope I did. I hope I changed some people's minds on slavery and women's rights.
What did you do to support the movement?
To support the movement, I told people my story by becoming a public speaker. I wrote a book and started a paper.
How did you become a free man?
After several failed attempts of escaping, I finally escaped in 1838. I boarded a train in Maryland, then traveled through Delaware, another slave state, before I finally arrived to a safe house in New York. Once I was settled, I sent for Anna Marie, a free black woman from Baltimore. We got married that September. She was my first wife of two.
Okay. Thank you for your time, Frederick Douglass. Now let's talk to William Lloyd Garrison.
Thanks for having me on here, Ty.
Mr. Garrison, what made you join the movement?
I joined the movement when I was 25, and I eventually made a newspaper called The Liberator to speak my views on slavery.
Do you think you supported the movement in an influential way?
I like to think I turned at least one person into an abolitionist.
What was it like living in Boston? Did most people support you there?
Since I was in the North, most people were supportive.
What do you think your greatest achievement was?
I think my greatest achievement was probably reaching so many people with my newspaper, even if they disagreed with my opinions.
Thank you for your time, William.
Anytime.
We only have two abolitionists left, so let's talk to Sarah Grimke.
Hello, Ty.
Hello. What made you join the movement?
I disagree with the superficial education given to me as a child. I made several visits to the northern state of Pennsylvania, and I became antiquated to the Society of Friends, and then I later joined them.
What do you think your greatest achievement was?
I think my greatest achievement in my life was continuing to write about my beliefs, even though it posed danger to me.
Do you think you helped stop slavery?
I do. I believe my numerous writings changed the opinions of many people, or at least I hope they did.
What did you do to support the movement?
I wrote anti-slavery papers and also wrote pro-women's rights papers as well.
What do you think of your sister?
I love my sister. She has always been by my side, and we've always fought for the rights of women and African Americans together.
Thanks, Sarah. Now for our final abolitionist. Her name is Lucretia Mott.
Hello, I'm Lucretia Mott.
What made you join the movement?
I was strongly opposed to slavery since I was a child, as I was raised as a Quaker and a supporter of William Lloyd Garrison and his American Anti-Slavery Society, as an adult attending the founding convention.
What do you think your greatest achievement was?
My greatest achievement is that I helped found the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slavery Society and was the president of the foundation.
Do you think you helped stop slavery?
Yes, I helped organize the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slavery Society, and I also became part of the Underground Railroad taking slaves to freedom.
What did you do to support the movement?
I helped organize the Philadelphia Female Anti-Slavery Society and help slaves on their path to freedom.
Okay, thanks, Lucretia. Now I want to talk about someone who can't be here today. His name is John Brown. John Brown was born on May 9th, 1800. He only lived to be 59 years old. John did not believe in slavery and fought against it in many battles. He was a white soldier who fought in many raids against the South. One day he went to a base camp in the South to steal guns. He brought his 5 sons and only a couple other people. He fought against the guards to steal all the guns they needed. He lost in the end, and all his sons and friends were killed. John was captured and hanged on December 2nd, 1859.